The colours were so strange that words can hardly tell what a troubling emotion they gave. There were sombre blues, opaque like a delicately carved bowl in lapis lazuli, and yet with a quivering lustre that suggested the palpitation of mysterious life. There were purples, horrible like raw and putrid flesh, and yet with a glowing sensual passion that called up vague memories of the Roman Empire of Heliogabalus. There were reds, shrill like the berries of holly. One thought of Christmas in England, and the snow, the good cheer, and the pleasure of children, and yet by some magic softened till they had the swooning tenderness of a dove's breast. There were deep yellows that died with an unnatural passion into a green as fragrant as the spring and as pure as the sparkling water of a mountain brook. Who can tell what anguished fancy made these fruits? They belonged to a Polynesian garden of the Hesperides. There was something strangely alive in them, as though they were created in a stage of the earth's dark history when things were not irrevocably fixed to their forms. They were extravagantly luxurious. They were heavy with tropical odours. They seemed to possess a sombre passion of their own. It was enchanted fruit, to taste which might open the gateway to God knows what secrets of the soul and to mysterious palaces of the imagination. They were sullen with unawaited dangers, and to eat them might turn a man to beast or god. All that was healthy and natural, all that clung to happy relationships and the simple joys of simple men, shrunk from them in dismay, and yet a fearful attraction was in them, and like the fruit on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they were terrible with the possibilities of the unknown. At last I turned away. I felt that Strickland had kept his secret to the grave.
"Voyons, René, mon ami," came the loud, cheerful voice of Madame Coutras. "What are you doing all this time? Here are the apéritifs. Ask monsieur if he will not drink a little glass of quinquinard du bonnet."
"Volontiers, madame," I said, going out onto the veranda. The spell was broken.